Coach's Insight programs continuing on here on CARE 93.7. Brandon Tammet, we're joined now by the Jefferson County North girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll, brought to you by Outdoor Concepts and Design. 16-6 a year ago, and certainly got some key pieces to replace as we enter a new year, coach, for basketball. But just kind of a final thought on how your team performed last year.
I thought we really played well last year. You know, we had, I knew my seniors would be all right. I didn't know how our younger group would come in with them, and our seniors are great role models for them and brought them right along, and really we gelled right throughout early and played that way all season and really had a really good year. So it was a great start for our younger kids, which now that's pretty much what all we have.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see kind of replacing those really good seniors for you, Abby Laird, Clara Johnson, Emily Langley, just all-league caliber talents across the board for multiple years, and now you got to find some new pieces to kind of maybe replace those three that we mentioned there. But how does the roster construction kind of shape up here? How's it looking here going to 24-25, maybe compared to last year?
Well, we're not going to have the size or the upperclassmen that we had in the past. We've got two juniors in our top group. We have two juniors, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. So I think we've got one senior out, but she hasn't played until her senior year. So really, we are totally young, you know, sophomore, freshmen with a couple juniors mixed in. And you'll see a totally different type of team. You know, we relied on our bigs last year to get the ball to them, and they led us in scoring. And, you know, Clara, even though she was a guard, she's bigger than pretty much everybody we have out this year. So this year we're looking more of hopefully some pressure defense and want to pick the tempo up a lot more too. So, you know, where we kind of played through our posts last year, you wouldn't really recognize us this year when we if we can play the way we want to play.
You've been coaching for a long time and obviously at JCN for a long time, and you enter this new year in 24-25. You talk about just how different the roster is compared to last year. How often – I would think, you know, for coaching as long as you do, you see just about everything. And in terms of talking about turnover here, I'm sure it's not the first time where you've almost had to, like, completely kind of change how you kind of operate just based off the roster that you have put in place.
No, we've kind of had it before, you know, change over like this. But this is kind of the first time. I told the girls this earlier in the year. It's not often that you're going to get pretty much the same team 2 years in a row, and you know, which we will. We'll have the same team back since we really don't have many upperclassmen. And so that part's kind of exciting to me. So, you know, what we're hoping is we can kind of build on it every day this year. I think we will be a lot different team by the end of the season than we are right now, although we've had some good practices right now. And then I think when you see us next year, you'll think, man, that's a totally even different team. But it's a fun group, and, you know, just, I think they want to play the style that we want to play, and it's totally different. We've seen change like that before, but where I've seen change like that before and then come back with pretty much the exact same team for a couple of years in a row, I haven't seen it that way back-to-back.
Taylor Schrick, a sophomore guard, and then you got Riley Thompson back, who's a returning starter. At least you got kind of some experience back there with her. You know, talk about those two and just kind of the expectations.
You know, Taylor and Riley both started, I think, every game for us last year. They stepped in, you know, and played well with those upperclassmen, but so did three other sophomores. You had Karina Johnson, Carly Porter, and Gwen Blattner. And, you know, we played Gwen last year a lot of the post, and she's undersized post. We're going to be undersized in the post all year, but did a heck of a job in there, and I think learned from our bigs last year. So like I say, we're young. Out of the youngness that we have, we still have six of them that saw significant time, led by Taylor and Riley on that. And we another junior in there, Michael Lee, who's seen some time as a freshman, seen a little time as a sophomore, but still she'll see a lot more this year as well. The one thing I think we'll see this year that we haven't seen for a long time is I don't think we have one player teams can key on. I think we have about six or seven girls that could average anywhere from 6 to 12 a night, you know, on any given night. So hopefully we would be a little harder team to guard that way. And another one I haven't thrown in there is a freshman, Lucy Knoll, that stepped in and has played really well. So, you know, I think we could be deeper than we have been in the past. And like I say, total style of play that we're going to play is completely different than what it was the last couple of years.
What can you tell us about your season opening opponents on Friday night at home? Rock Creek, what can you tell us about them? How much do you know about them? It's always kind of hard here early on in the year maybe to scout certain opponents, but and I'm sure it's just more so being on your team and just seeing what you guys are able to put out there in the opener on Friday.
Oh, exactly. You know, I like this, that our league's kind of changed a little bit to where we could play different teams, because our first three games are against teams we would never see normally with them, Tonganoxie and Jeff West. So, you know, they're all bigger schools, but I like playing other teams just to see where we're at. But as far as Rock Creek, I really, at this point, still know nothing about them. I know they got a new coach. He used to be at Alma Wabunsee. I know kind of what he did at Alma Wabunsee, but I haven't had any luck yet getting information on him for, you know, kind of what they're doing this year and from their jamboree that they would have played the other night. But, again, I'd like to know a little more about them, but the biggest thing is I know what we want to do, and we just got to take care of that.
There it is, JC and girls basketball coach. That is Steve Knoll getting ready for the start of the season on Friday. They are at home against Rock Creek. Coach, as always, appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks a lot, Brandon.